晚上我们要照着读经的进度来学习历代志上二十一章。
Tonight, according to the Bible reading plan, we shall read 1 Chronicles chapter 20.
好，我们看历代志上二十一章。
Oh, sorry, 1 Chronicles chapter 21.
二十一章啊，主要是在讲大卫数点百姓。
Chapter 21, mainly talks about David numbered the people.
在圣经里面数点百姓啊，最少有两次。
In the Bible, there are two times where a census or the numbering of the people happened.
第一次是民数记。
First happened in the book of Numbers.
那数点百姓的目的是要了解多少人能够打战。
And the purpose of that census was to count how many people are eligible to fight in the war.
因为这是神吩咐摩西要做的一件事情。
And this was an instruction given by God to Moses.
预备要打战。
In order to prepare for battle.
那在历代志上二十一章这一次数点百姓是大卫自己要做的。
But in 1 Chronicles 21, the census or the numbering of the people was undertaken simply by David himself.
那同样一件事情民数记数点百姓是好的，在历代志上这里大卫数点百姓就是不好。
So the same action, in Numbers, it is a good thing, but in 1 Chronicles 21, it's a bad thing.
那为什么同样一件事情有的会好的，有的不好的？
But so why is it that the census is the same thing, but it can be good as well as bad?
最重要就是在乎动机。为什么这样做？
And the most important is the motivation or the reason behind it.
圣经说，神看人跟人看人不一样。
The Bible says, what God looks at is different from what man looks at.
人看外表，神看内心。
A man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
所以当初神要高大卫当王。
When God first wanted to anoint David as king, Samuel went to Jesse's house.
看到耶西有一个儿子，人高马大，长得很漂亮，他就觉得这个应该是王。
He saw that Jesse had a son who was tall and handsome. He assumed that this one was to be king.
但是神告诉撒母耳说不是。
But God told Samuel no.
然后就请他爸爸说你还有没有，他说还有一个最小在牧养。
So Samuel asked the father, do you have other sons? He said, yes, there's the youngest one. He's still shepherding.
所以就把大卫请过来。
So David was invited in.
那圣经说大卫是合神心意的
人。The Bible describes David as a person after God's heart.
他每一件事情都要做神喜欢的。
In everything he does, he wants to do what is pleasing to God.
所以大卫的心是神喜欢的。
Therefore, David's heart is one that is that God likes.
但是在二十一章里面，这个数点百姓，我们就发现大卫的心就是他的动机就是神不喜欢。
But in First Chronicles 21, we see that God did not like David's heart or his motivation of taking the census.
我们现在看第一章跟第二章。
Now let's read verse 1 and 2.First Chronicles 21, verse 1. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. 2. So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it.
如果我们看这个撒母耳记下24章第一节，我们就发现记载不太一样。
If we read 2 Samuel 21, then we see that the recording is a bit different.
撒母耳记下二十四章的第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 24 verse 1。
对不起应该是记错了。
对 ，Second Samuel 24 verse 1。
对吗？
对。
OK， 请读。
Okay， Second Samuel 24 verse 1。Again, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, Go, number Israel and Judah.
这里讲 神向以色列百姓发怒。
Here says that the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel.
然后激动大卫，使他吩咐人去数点百姓。
And he moved David against them to number Israel.
那直到了二十一，我们刚刚读二十一章啊，说是撒旦起来攻击以色列百姓，激动大卫。
But in 1 Chronicles 21, we see that it recorded that Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
那圣经说神不试探人啊。
The Bible says that God does not tempt men.
从神来的都是好的。
Whatever that comes from God is good.
所以神应该不会去激动大卫来做不好的事情。
Therefore, God would never arouse or encourage David to do something bad.
所以二十四章我们刚刚读的第一节神向以色列百姓发怒。
So chapter 21 verse 1 says that God's anger was aroused against Israel.
那神就允许撒旦来激动大卫。
And it was God who allowed Satan to move David.
所以撒旦是神允许他，他就可以作恶了。
Satan can do evil as long as God allows him to do so.
所以这个是撒旦来激动大卫来数点百姓。
So it was Satan who moved David to number Israel.
所以撒旦变成一个工具。
Therefore, Satan became a tool. A tool.
那这件事情啊本身是不好的。
So this matter itself is not good.
所以我们回来看历代志上二十一章的第七节。
So now let's come back to read First Chronicles 21 verse 7.
好，请。
Verse 7, and God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel.
好，第八节。
Verse 8, so David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I pray.Take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
这个地方说，神不喜悦这个事情。
So here says that God was displeased with this thing.
在每一件事情发生我们就对神了解更清楚。
So whenever things happen, we come to know God better.
一件事情发生，我们也对人。了解更清楚。
And when something happens, we also come to understand humans better.
那第七节说神不喜悦这数点百姓的事。
Verse 7 tells us that God was displeased with this numbering of the people.
那神不喜悦就是不好的。
So what displeases God must be something bad.
那神喜悦就是好的。
And whatever God pleases with are good.Must be good.
所以我们人生到底好不好？当然，我们有我们的看法，神有神的看法。
So whether our life is good or bad, God has His perspectives, and we also have our perspective.
那如果我们的看法跟神的看法一样，那就是最好的。
And if we have the same perspective as God, then that would be best.
所以圣经说，属灵人看透万事。
The Bible says that the spiritual man sees all things.
接下去说，因为他是有基督的心在教导他。
And it went on to say that it is because he has the heart of Christ guiding and teaching him.
所以这个属灵的人就是有神的心来看事情。
So the spiritual man has the heart of God to look at things.
因此我们在判断的时候知道神喜欢这个，神不喜欢这个，我们能够看得很清楚。
Therefore, when we make decisions or when we judge something, we would know what is pleasing and what is not pleasing to God.
那大卫是神喜欢的人，为什么会做出神不喜欢的事情？
So David was a man that pleases God. Then why did he do something that displeases God?
那如果我们从前后来看看最少有三个原因大卫会做神不喜欢的事情。
And if we look at the context, we can understand three reasons why he would do so.
在前面我们有查考过大卫要把这个约柜运到耶路撒冷，为什么要求问神？
So before this chapter, we know that David wanted to bring the ark back in order to inquire of God.
而且他们跟非利士人打战，他们求问神，神也真的给他们指引。
And when they were to go to war with the Philistines, they inquired of God, and God truly guided them.
但是在二十一章里面，我们看不出来大卫有求问神。
But in chapter 21, we do not see anywhere where it records that David inquired of God.
这是第一个，为什么他会做出神不喜悦的事。
So this is one reason as to why David did something that was displeasing to God.
如果他有求问神，很诚恳的，神一定会告诉他。
Had he sincerely inquired of God, God would surely have told him.
第二个原因。
And the second reason,
他没有听从约雅的建议。
He did not heed or listen to the advice of Joab.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it.
这里大卫告诉约雅说，你去算百姓。
Here David instructed Joab, Go, number the people.
约雅有没有马上就听从呢？
So did Joab immediately agreed and did it?
约雅不同意啊。
No, Joab disagreed.
第三节。
Verse 3, and Joab answered, May the Lord make his people 100 times more than they are. But my Lord, the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then does my Lord require this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt in Israel?
这里约雅说，愿神使他的百姓比现在增加百倍。
Here says, Joab says, May the Lord make his people 100 times more than they are.
王的荣耀就是在乎民多嘛。
So the glory of the king depends on the, how big his, how many his people are, their, his people are.
大卫要数点百姓，要算算，如果人很多，这个就是他的荣耀。
So David wanted to take a census. So the greater the number of his people, the greater his glory.
但是约雅告诉他。
But Joab told him.
说神使他的百姓比现在神可以让他增加百倍。
That the Lord can increase his people 100 times more.
可见说人会多这是神给他增加的。
So in other words, his people can increase. It's because God allows it.
不是说这个王本身让他能够增加。
And it is not because the king himself was able to increase his people.
但是当他算到人很多的时候，他就把这个荣耀归给自己，不是归给神。
So when he numbered his people and the number was a great one, then he will give the glory to himself and not to God.
所以我们。圣经说，使我们跟人不同的是谁？
The Bible asks, what makes us different from others?
有时候我们常常讲，是我啊，因为我有头脑，我有能力，我敢拼，所以我跟别人不同。
So then we will say, oh me, because I'm more capable, my brains are better, therefore I'm special and different from the rest.
但是圣经说，使我们跟别人不同是神。
But the Bible tells us that what makes us different from others is God.
因为有什么我们不是领受的。
Because what is there that we have not received?
生命是领受的。
We have received life.
机会是领受的。
We have received opportunities.
才能是领受的。
And our talents, we have received our talents.
所以这些都是领受的，所以人没有办法夸什么。
So all these things have been given to us, so there's nothing for us to boast.
因此这个约雅他也很清楚其实是神让你的可以让你的百姓增加，不是你。
So Joab knew very clearly that the people were able to increase not because of David, but it is because of God.
那如果你要算百姓要来荣耀自己你就陷在罪里面。
Then if you choose to number the people and to glorify yourself, then you will fall into sin.
这是第二个有人反对。
So this was the second reason. Someone objected.
我们要做事情就希望大家都赞成，有一个反对我们就觉得很烦了。
So when we want to do something, we wish that everyone would agree to what we want to do, and if someone objects, then we get frustrated.
其实如果我们用很冷静的头脑来想想别人反对的原因。
But if we calm down and to think as to why would this person object?
可以让我们对事情的判断更正确。
then it will allow us to judge the matter more wisely.
但是我们人常常不容易有冷静的心来思想别人为什么反对。
But very often we cannot calm ourselves down as to think as to the reason why others would object to what we're doing.
所以到最后大卫为什么去做？
So therefore, in the end, what make David continue to do what he wants to do? Let's read verse 4. Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore, Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem.
大卫到最后不是约雅没有理了，也不是大卫有理了，是因为大卫是王。
So in the end, it's not that Joab makes more sense or David made more sense. It was simply because David was the king.
所以即使约雅讲得很有理 也没有办法，因为是王要做，他只有去做。
So regardless how rational Joab's reason was, it's useless because David was the king and he had to do what the king wanted.
这是第二个原因，他没有办法对别人不同的意见啊。能够冷静的思想。
So the second reason was David was not able to calm down and to accept the advice of others.
那第三个原因。
And the third reason.
如果我们回到我们刚刚所读的撒母耳记下。
If we come back to the passage in 2 Samuel.
就提到24章。
In 2 Samuel chapter 24.
第十节。
Verse 10.Okay, 2 Samuel 24, verse 10. And David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. So here says that David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people.
这个心啊，就是良心。
So this heart is the conscience.
已经做出来的良心就会自责。
So after we did do something, our conscience would rebuke us.
但是人还没有做以前，大概是良心不安了。
But before we do it, then perhaps our conscience is not at peace.
所以这个大卫没有听从他的良心的引导。
So David did not heed the guidance of his conscience.
所以圣经说，良心如果不自责，我们就可以在神面前坦然无惧。
So the Bible says, if our conscience do not rebuke us, then we can't stand boldly before God.
所以这样更让我们知道，如果我们要做神喜欢的事情。
So this reminds us that if we want to do things pleasing to God,
第一个我们要求问神。
First, we have to inquire of God.
看神怎么带领我们。
And see how God guides us.
第二个我们要很冷静地去思想别人的意见。
And second, we have to calmly accept and ponder over the suggestions of others.
那第三个我们要看看我们自己的良心会不会平安。
And third, we should have to check whether our conscience is at peace.
那这三个这样一层一层过，我们很多事情就能够做神喜欢的事。
So if we're able to check off all these three points, then we will do things that are pleasing to God.
我们现在回来看历代志上二十一章第八节。
Now let's come back to 1 Chronicles 21 verse 8. Okay, 1 Chronicles 21 verse 8. So David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing.But now, I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
这里大卫说，我行的甚是愚昧。
Here David said that I have done very foolishly.
我们在前面里面有记载那个大卫还没有当王以前，做事精明，连扫罗都怕他。
So in the prior passages, before David was king, he was very...he was very shrewd. Even Saul was afraid of him.
但是现在他说，我所行的甚是愚昧。
But now he says that what I have done is very foolish.
为什么他行的是愚昧的？
So why is it that he had done very foolishly?
因为这里说，我行的这个事有大罪了。
It's because whatever he has sinned greatly.
罪可以得到赦免。
Sin can be forgiven.
但是罪会有一个后果。
But sin has its consequence.
这个后果有时候会继续下去。
And this consequence sometimes often would continue on.
所以他为了做这件事情让他来 得罪神，当然这是愚昧的。
So, what his action offended God, therefore this is something very foolish.
他做的这件事情，神不喜悦他，那这个当然不是聪明的。
So he did something that did not please God and made God not pleased with him, so this is very foolish.
因此从第九节开始。
So therefore, starting from verse 9,
我们就看到神吩咐加德哈。
We see God instructed Gad to visit David.
说有三样的灾殃，随你选择。
And to allow David to choose three things.
因为他数点百姓哈。
Because he numbered the people and had offended God.
所以神造人最重要的目的就是要荣耀神。
So the main purpose of God creating man is to glorify God.
我们活的一生可以荣耀神，那我们人生就很有价值。
So if we live our entire life with glorifying God, then we really have meaning in our life.
但是我们如果活着是为着荣耀自己，那我们可能在世界上很出名，但是在神看起来这个生命一点价值都没有。
So if we live in this world just to glorify ourselves, then we may be famous, but in God's eyes, our life is valueless.
为什么？因为我们没有达到神造我们的目的。
Why? It is because we have not reached the purpose of the reason or the purpose of God creating us.
所以我们这个信神的人，我们在想事情跟世界上人真的是差很多。
So we believers of God, our values or our thought, system of thought must be different from the people of the world.
那所以第九节开始有三样的灾殃。
So starting from verse 9, there are three calamities that he choose from.
那我们看第一个是什么。
So let's see what is the first one.
十二节。
Verse 12. Either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be defeated by your foes with the sword of your enemies overtaking you, or else for 3 days the sword of the Lord, the plague in the land with the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now consider what answer I should take back to him who sent me.
这个当然三样没有一个是好的。
So among these three, there is none that is good.
三年的饥荒。
3 years of famine.
这个是长一点但是这个痛苦不是一下就来。
So it's the duration is longer, but the suffering is not immediate.
危险不是马上来。
And the danger does not come immediately.
那下面这有三个月被敌人追杀。
And next is 3 months to be defeated by your foes.
这个是生命马上有危险。
So here, one's life it has the immediate danger.
然后三天的瘟疫。
And next is the 3 days of plague.
那这个要怎么去选？
So how should he choose?
那有的人讲三天比较容易忍受嘛，72个小时。
So some people say that 3 days is easier to bear. It's only 72 hours.
用时间的长短来决定要选哪一个。
So use the duration, the length of time, and make the decision.
到最后这个大卫的决定不是这个原因。
But in the end, David's decision was not based on this reason.
我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13. And David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
对，这里讲我宁愿落在神的手里，不愿落在人的手里。
So here says that let me fall into the hand of the Lord rather than to fall into the hand of man.
所以这三个灾殃到最后就是落在神的手里，还落在人的手里。
So among these three plagues, his decision was based on whether he falls into the hands of man or in the hand of God.
那大卫对人也了解很清楚，对神也认识很清楚。
So David had clear understanding of humans as well as understanding of God.
你看他根本就没有得罪扫罗。
So David never offended Saul.
但是扫罗竟然把他追，要杀掉他。
And yet Saul kept pursuing him and wanted his life.
那大卫有两次机会可以把保罗杀掉，他都没有。
And David had two opportunities to kill Saul, but he never did so.
但是扫罗还是要追他。
But yet Saul still continued to pursue David.
这个叫做人性。
So this is what we call the human nature.
因为扫罗嫉妒大卫。
Because Saul was jealous of David.
所以想怎么把大卫除掉。
And he tried ways and means to destroy David.
但是大卫也了解神。
But David also clearly understood God.
这里讲得很清楚。
So here says very clearly
他有丰盛的怜悯
that his mercies are very great.
虽然神说有三个灾殃给你选择，这是神的公义。
So although God gave him three plagues to choose from, this shows God's righteousness.
但是人只有公义，很少人公义里面有怜悯。
But humans only tend to have righteousness. Very few humans will have mercy.
但是神的公义里面有怜悯，这就是神跟人不同的地方。
But the difference between God and man is that in God's righteousness, He has His mercy.
因此大卫说，我宁愿落在神的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯。
So therefore, David says that he would rather fall into the hands of God because God's mercies are very great.
当然，这就是指着三天的瘟疫。
So, So this refers to the plague of 3 days.
那瘟疫是很厉害的哦，一下来会死很多人。
So the plague is very scary. Once it comes, many will be killed.
所以十四节就讲死了七万。
So verse 14 says that 70,000 died.
到了十五节。
And when we come to verse 15,
有一句话，神后悔了。
There was a sentence that says, God relented. Okay, verse 15. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. As he was destroying, the Lord looked and relented of the disaster and said to the angel who was destroying, It is enough. Now restrain your hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
圣经里面有好几次提到神后悔。
So there are many passages in the Bible that mentions God relented.
创世纪第六章在记载神看到人犯罪。
In Genesis 6 recorded when God saw how humans sin.
神就后悔了，他造人。
And God repented that or relented that he had created man.
那这里神看见这个七万人死了要灭耶路撒冷，神就后悔了。
So, when God saw how the calamity killed 70,000, then God relented.
那人后悔跟神后悔差在哪里？
So, what is the difference between God's repentance and man's repentance?
人后悔是因为我们做错事情。
Sorry, so what's the difference between God's regret and man's regret? So man regret because we have done something wrong.
但是神后悔，神从来没有做错事情。
But when God regrets or relented, it is not because he had done anything wrong.
神后悔，这是一种神的怜悯。
So God,
神的忧伤。
So God regretted or repented, it shows that God's sorrow and mercy.
神后悔他造人，就是神对他所造的人觉得很忧伤。
So God regretted that he had created man shows that God is very sorrowful that he has created man.
所以这里神看见，看见这么多人死了，神当然心里就很忧伤了。
So here God looked and saw so many people died. Naturally, God was very sorrowful.
所以他就告诉天使说：“够了，住手吧。”
Therefore, God told the angel, "It is enough. Now, restrain your hand."
所以大卫对神性了解很清。
So therefore, David had a very clear understanding of God's nature.
真的照他所预期的，在灾祸降下来的时候，神就有怜悯的心了。
So, as soon as God sent down the calamity as he had planned, then God's mercy also manifests.
这个就是我们所拜的神。
So this is the God that we worship.
我们所拜的神是有怜悯的神。
The God that we worship is a merciful God.
所以当然，我们有错要悔改，但不是，我们不要一辈子都有罪恶感。
So when we commit wrong, we have to repent, and we should not have this we should not carry our guilt all our entire lives.
因为这不是圣经的教训。
Because this is not the teaching of the Bible.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9. Okay. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
啊，这里说，啊，我们认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的不义。这是神的话。
So these are the very words of God.
哦，所以对付罪恶最好的方法就是认罪。
So the best way to treat sins is to confess our sins.
所以大卫在这个地方他承认他有罪，他所做的甚是愚昧。
Therefore, here, David confessed of his sins and admits that what he did was very foolish.
他选择落在神的手里。
And he chose to fall into the hands of God.
但是神的刑罚刚刚来到，神就后悔，就结束了。
But as soon as the calamity of God strikes, God immediately relented.
那接下去大卫做什么？
And next, what did David do?
我们看二十一章。
Let's turn to verse 21.
十八节。
Oh, sorry. Chapter 21, verse 18. Okay, verse 18.Therefore, the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
再看26节。
Now let's also read verse 26. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offerings.
27节。
Verse 27, so the Lord commanded the angel, and he returned his sword to its sheath.
所以神吩咐大卫要献祭。
So God instructed David to offer.
那二十六节。
And verse 26,
大卫献的除了坛献燔祭跟平安祭。
So David built an altar and offered burnt offering and peace offerings.
这个都是为着赎罪。
So these offerings are to redeem his sins.
那这个献完祭求告神，神就应允，天使就收刀入鞘，所以这件事情就过去了。
So after he offered the offerings and called on the Lord, then God answered him by fire, and then the angel put his sword back.
所以这个五大献祭里面有一部分很重要，是为着赎罪。
So among the five great offerings, among them was important offerings in order to redeem sins.
那主耶稣。
So in order to atone for sins.
Yeah, 主耶稣为我们的为我们的罪流出他的宝血。
Our Lord Jesus bled in order to wash away our sins.
对，所以这个就是赎罪的代价。
So this is the price of his atonement.
所以我们每一次向神献上我们悔改的心。
So every time we offer to God our heart of repentance.
这个祷告就是一种祭品。
And our prayer is a form of offering.
那神就会因为我们悔改的心就赦免我们的罪。
And because of our repentant heart, God would forgive our sins.
那我们过去所做的就过去了。
And what we have done wrong in the past would be in the past.
生活又是新的开始，因为我们活在神的怜悯里面。
And going forward, it's a new beginning, because we 活在什么？
我们新的，然后我们活在神的怜悯里面。
Okay, so everything is a new beginning, and we live.Under the mercy of God.
所以神看起来很公义，但是神也非常的怜悯。
So, God is not only righteous, but He is also very merciful.
使我们的生活又会敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，又可以体验到神很丰盛的恩典。
So we need only to fear Him, keep His commandments, but we also can enjoy His great mercies.
天天感受到神的爱。
And then we can every day experience the love of God.
过一个很平安、很喜乐的生活。
And to lead a peaceful and joyful life.
唱诗。
Now let's sing a hymn.